Close your eyes and imagine sitting around a glowing campfire on a crisp Halloween night. Tall trees sway in the midnight breeze, and dry leaves rustle just beyond the circle of light. Somewhere in the shadows, something moves. Was that a pair of glowing eyes? Don't worry, friends, no real monsters tonight, only story creatures with big lessons. And me, Laura, your trusty guide here on Faithfully Explore. Welcome, curious explorers, to our Halloween campfire adventure. Tonight we're mixing just the right amount of spooky with stories full of heart. Tales from around the world about legendary creatures who might give you a friendly shiver, and others who might surprise you with their bravery, kindness, or wisdom. These stories have been passed down through generations. They belong to the people who tell them, and I share them with respect, curiosity, and wonder. Hands up if you like a little thrill, not too scary, just enough to make you giggle. If you're ready to meet some magical, mysterious beings, lean a bit closer to the firelight and whisper with me. We're brave and kind.
We are brave and kind.
That's right. We're brave and kind. Now take a slow, deep breath of that cool night air. Feel the warmth of the fire. The tingle of excitement. Are you ready? Our campfire journey begins now.
Faithfully explores the name. Learning together is our aim. Beliefs around the globe will track. Filling up our belief backpack.
The wind rumbles. The clouds roll. But wait, there's no storm. That's a dragon dancing across the sky. It's a Chinese dragon, long as a river, full of life, twisting and turning through the clouds. Its scales shimmer red, gold, and emerald green, catching flashes of lightning like jewels. Antler-like horns crown its head instead of wings. It glides through the air on pure magic. Chinese dragons aren't fiery destroyers. They're water spirits. They live in oceans, lakes, and rivers, guiding the rain and guarding the flow of life. When the earth grew dry and crops began to wilt, people once looked to the dragons above. They offered prayers and gifts for gentle rain or mercy from floods. Long ago, people told stories about dragon kings who ruled the seas and the rain. Dragons were so special that even the emperors of China said they were part dragon. Only the emperor was allowed to wear clothes with dragon pictures on them. It showed his great power and connection to the dragons. So next time you hear thunder rolling in the distance, imagine it's that dragon practicing their sky dance. Give them a little cheer from below. Nice moves, dragon! Let's see if you can remember this for later. When I say guardians, you say protect. Guardians?
Protect.
Guardians?
Protect.
That's right. Do you hear that thunder rolling in the distance? Some say it's not just a storm, it's the Thunderbird flapping its enormous wings across the sky. Stories of the Thunderbird are told with care by many native nations, from the tall forests of the Northwest to the wide plains of the Heartland. If storms make you uneasy, try this. Place a hand over your heart and feel it beating. That's your brave drum reminding you you're not alone. Now picture the Thunderbird, a bird larger than any eagle or hawk. Wings so wide they could shade a mountain. Some stories describe feathers streaked with color, lightning sparks in its eyes, and great curved horns above its head. It soars far above the tallest peaks, living among the clouds. When the Thunderbird flaps its wings, boom! Thunder shakes the sky. When it blinks, zap! Lightning streaks through the clouds. Sometimes it brings rain to nourish the earth, and sometimes it uses its power to teach lessons. So the next time thunder rumbles overhead, you can whisper, "Thank you, Thunderbird, for watching over us." Did you hear that rustle? A giggle? Over there! Was that a flash of orange? Don't be alarmed, explorers. It must be a kitsune, the magical fox of Japan. Kitsune, say it with me. Kitsune.
Kitsune.
These legendary fox spirits are some of the most beloved creatures in Japanese folklore. They're clever, mysterious, and sometimes a little bit sneaky. The older a kitsune grows, the more tails it earns, up to 9 shimmery tails that represent its wisdom and sparkle with magic. That same magic lets it shapeshift into a human form, sometimes a wise old man, sometimes a laughing child, and even a dazzling young woman. Kitsune love a good prank. They might lead a greedy traveler in circles through the forest, or sneak into a feast disguised as a lost child to steal some tasty fried tofu. Because, fun fact, foxes love fried tofu in Japanese stories. But here's the twist. Kitsune aren't only mischief makers. They can also be protectors. In the Shinto religion of Japan, foxes are sacred messengers of Inari, the god of rice and good harvests. These guardian foxes, called Zanko, stand at shrine gates as stone statues wearing bright red bibs. Visitors leave rice or a bit of fried tofu to thank them for protection and prosperity. So, how do you know if that friendly stranger passing by might secretly be a kitsune in disguise? Legend says look closely. You might catch a glimpse of a tail peeking out from under a kimono, or notice their shadow looks just a little too foxy. The kitsune remind us not everything or everyone is what they seem. A little mystery, a little mischief, can sometimes hide a kind heart. So if you ever spot a fox trotting down a path, you might wonder, is it just an ordinary fox or a magical kitsune on a secret errand for the gods? Whew, we've met some incredible creatures so far. A wise dragon, a thundering bird, and a tricky fox. How are you feeling? If your heart is pitter-pattering, don't worry. Let's take a quick break from the spookiness and have a little laugh, shall we? Why don't skeletons go trick-or-treating?
Why?
Because they have no body to go with. Ba-dum-ts. What's a monster's favorite dessert?
What?
Ice cream. Get it? Ice cream. Now that we've had a good laugh and shaken out the jitters, shall we meet a few more mythical friends? Our fire burns bright as we journey far from the camp to the misty lochs of Scotland, where fog drifts low across dark, glassy water. Keep your eyes open at the edge of the lake. Do you see it? A shimmering white horse grazing by the moonlit shore. It lifts its head and meets your eyes. It almost seems to call you closer, inviting you for a ride. Don't be fooled, explorers. This is no ordinary pony. This is a Kelpie, the shape-shifting water horse of Celtic legend. By day, Kelpies appear as beautiful ponies roaming beside rivers or lochs, their manes wet, their shadows shining as if they've been waiting for a rider. But beware. The moment someone climbs on, they find they can't get off. The Kelpie's enchanted hide holds them tight, stuck as if by glue. Suddenly, the lovely horse charges into the water, plunging beneath the surface with its rider still clinging on. In the stories, the Kelpie drags them deep below to a watery lair. Why would people tell such a scary tale? You may or may not know this about Scotland, but they have lots of deep, cold lochs or lakes, fast rivers, slippery rocks. Long ago, parents wanted to keep their children safe from these dangerous waters, so they told stories like this to teach wisdom. Sometimes the most beautiful things can hide danger beneath their surface. So if you ever visit a Scottish loch, enjoy the view from a safe distance. And if you hear a horse's eerie cry carried on the wind, it might just be a Kelpie. Wait, did you hear that? Out there, under the moonlight, something stirs in the shadows. It's small, quick, and heading straight for the goat pen? Could it be the chupacabra? Say it with me.
Chupacabra.
Chupacabra means goat sucker in Spanish, and just wait till you hear why. Stories from places like Puerto Rico and Mexico tell of a strange creature that creeps onto farms at night, leaving behind two tiny fang marks and a big mystery. What does this midnight mystery look like? That depends on who you ask. Some say it's a strange mix between a reptile and a dog. About the size of a large dog, but covered in scaly, greenish skin with glowing red eyes and claws sharp enough to scratch stone. Others describe it as a hairless coyote, its gray skin rough, and its back lined with spiky ridges. Either way, not exactly the cuddly type. Here's the wild part. This legend isn't ancient at all. The very first chupacabra sightings happened in Puerto Rico in 1995. That's right, just about 30 years ago. When animals started turning up sick or gone, people imagined a vampire-like creature, and the chupacabra story was born. Soon, the story spread through Mexico, Central America, and even the southern United States. A few times, people thought they'd caught the beast, but scientists examined those monsters and said, nope, that's just a sick coyote with a skin condition called mange. Still, the mystery and the goosebumps remained. Today, the chupacabra has become a pop culture star, It shows up in movies, books, and even video games. Kids tell spooky chupacabra tales at campouts, just like we're doing tonight. It's proof that even in modern times, our imaginations love to make sense of mysteries with monsters. So if you're ever out there in the countryside on a dark night and you hear a goat bleat in the distance, you might whisper, "El Chupacabra, are you there?" Don't worry. It's probably just a goat. Probably. Imagine with me. It's been a magical creature safari. Now close your eyes and take a deep breath. It's a cool autumn night, and we're walking together down an old forest path. The full moon peeks through the branches. In your hand is a lantern, its warm glow lighting the way. Hear the leaves under your boots? If you feel a shiver, squeeze your blanket once. Shiver goes in, bravery comes out. Suddenly the wind picks up. The trees sway. Leaves swirl above us as something enormous glides overhead. We look up just in time to glimpse a mighty thunderbird. Its enormous wings brush the treetops. Each flap sends a thump through your chest like the beat of a drum in the clouds. But strangely, you're not afraid. The Thunderbird's eyes, flashing like lightning, look down kindly, as if to say, "I see you, little ones." We wave. With one more sweep of its great wings, it vanishes into a cloud. Then, pitter-patter, a soft rain begins to fall. Tiny droplets kiss your cheeks and the leaves at your feet. The Thunderbird is blessing us with gentle rain for good luck. Inhale the rain blessing. Exhale. Thank you, Thunderbird. We follow the path until we reach a quiet clearing. A still pond lies before us, black as glass, reflecting the moonlight. All is peaceful until ripples begin to spread across the water. Something is rising. Up from the pond lifts the head of a horse. Its mane dripping with silver water. A kelpie! It steps onto the shore, beautiful and gleaming. It nickers softly, beckoning you closer. For a moment, you feel tempted. It's the prettiest pony you've ever seen. But then, you remember the stories. You squeeze my hand and whisper, "Nope, not today, Kelpie." The Kelpie lets out a long, echoing wail, not angry, almost disappointed, and turns back toward the pond. With a flick of its tail, it disappears beneath the water's surface. You exhale in relief. Give yourself a pat on the back. You trusted your gut and stayed safe. Let's say it together. Guardians,
protect.
Guardians,
protect.
We keep walking. Our lantern swings gently as the path opens into a moonlit field. The sky has cleared. But wait. Something moves behind the bush. You turn your head. There. A fox with bright orange fur and... Hold on, are we seeing double? No, it has 2, 3, 5 tails waving behind it. A kitsune. The fox sits, gives us a mischievous grin, and then, poof, disappears in a puff of glittering smoke. In its place stands a traveler dressed in a silk kimono, smiling gently. The traveler holds out 2 steaming cups of hot cocoa.
"You look cold from your journey,"
they whisper.
"Warm yourselves."
We thank the traveler, and the moment the words leave our lips, poof, they vanish, replaced by the smiling fox again. It trots off into the trees, tails flickering like candle flames in the dark. Inhale the cocoa steam. Exhale. Arigato, fox friend.
Arigato, fox friend.
With our hearts warm and our bellies full of cocoa, we follow the path back home. The lantern light glows brighter as we approach our cozy circle of logs. The campfire greets us with a happy crackle. If you hear the fire, whisper, crackle, crackle.
Crackle, crackle.
You did wonderfully on that journey, explorers. You showed respect to the Thunderbird, wisdom with the Kelpie, and gratitude to the Kitsune. It's like each culture built its own magical creature friends to express the same hopes, fears, and values.
Konnichiwa. Hola. Bonjour.
Let's cross our friendship bridge. Step one, guardians and protectors. The Chinese dragon and the Thunderbird, told in many Native nations, can look fierce, but they use their strength to help. They bring rain, balance, and protection. Sometimes what looks scary is really safety in disguise. Step two, tricksters and teachers. Our Kitsune cousins from Japan have friends all over the world, like Anansi, the spider in parts of West Africa, and Coyote in many indigenous American stories. These clever characters remind us to be smart, humble, and kind. Step three, warnings with wisdom. The Kelpie's watery tail teaches kids to stay back from dangerous logs. And the Chupacabra legend helps people make sense of nighttime mysteries and protect their animals. Spooky? A little. Helpful? Very. Even the eerie stories keep us safe. So what does our friendship bridge show us? Stories everywhere connect us. Different lands, different creatures, but the same human hopes. Safety, courage, humility, and care. When I say stories, you say connect us. Stories?
Connect us.
Stories?
Connect us.
Now whisper one lesson you'll carry home tonight. Maybe protect, be humble, or stay wise. Time for a quick wiggle. Stretch your wings, shake your tails, and give your best roar! It's game time! Think you remember which creature came from where? Let's find out in our campfire quiz called Monster Matchup. Clue one, my name literally means goat sucker in Spanish. People say I sneak into farms at night in Latin America. Got it. It's El Chupacabra. Ew, Chupacabra, leave those poor goats alone. Clue two, I'm a magical fox with up to 9 tails. Sometimes I play tricks. Other times I guard shrines in Japan. You guessed it, the Kitsune. Clue three, I'm a giant bird whose wings make thunder and eyes flash lightning. Many Native nations tell stories of me as a protector. That's the Thunderbird! Clue four. I look like a beautiful horse by the river, but touch me and you'll never get away. A Scottish legend warns kids about me. It's the Kelpie, of course. Final clue. I'm a long, snake-like creature that lives in water and summons rain. In China, I'm a symbol of luck, wisdom, and good fortune. That's right, the Chinese dragon. Wow, explorers, we had a roaring, wing-flapping, tail-swishing, splashing, and bleeding good time in that quiz. You really know your legendary creatures. After meeting so many incredible creatures, do you feel that creative spark? I know I do. This week's challenge is... I invite you to invent your very own mythical protector creature, your personal guardian beast, and design it as a trading card. Think Pokemon meets pure imagination. Step one, name and look. Give your creature a name as epic or silly as you like. Maybe it's Fierce-saurus, or the Night Owl Guardian, or something mysterious in another language. Now draw your creature or create a symbol for it. This is the visual wow of your card. Use bright colors, cool patterns, or bold lines. Let your imagination lead the way. Step two, magical powers. What can your guardian do? Can it fly through storms, glow in the dark, or breathe kindness instead of fire? Maybe it tells terrible jokes that make monsters laugh so hard they forget to fight. Whatever powers you dream up. Step three, protect a value. Every guardian protects something good. What does yours stand for? Courage, kindness, honesty, friendship, creativity? Write it proudly on your card like a badge of honor. Step four, fun stats. Just like a real game card, give your creature a few fun stats. Here are some ideas. Spookiness, 8 out of 10. Cuteness, 11 out of 10. Wisdom, 1 out of 10. You can even make up your own categories too. Maybe snuggle factor or glitter power. Step five, decorate and share. Now for the fun part, decorating. Add lightning bolts, stars, or ancient runes around the edges. Make it sparkling with glitter or add stickers. When you finish, hold up your card and imagine your guardian beast beside you, standing tall, ready to help you protect what matters most. If your grown-up says it's okay, you can share a photo of your creature with us at Faithfully Explore. I can't wait to meet the incredible protectors you dream up. What's inside our belief backpack this week? Wow, spooky stories can be safety stories. Why? Many legends like the Kelpie or the Chupacabra were created to protect something. Children's safety, villages' animals, or even people's hearts. They hide wisdom inside their goosebumps, teaching us how to live and what to watch out for. What now? Think of one place or situation this week where you can be extra wise and careful. Wow, guardians can look fierce. Why? The Thunderbird and the Chinese dragon may look powerful, even scary, but they use that power for good, bringing rain, protection, and balance. They remind us that courage and kindness can wear surprising costumes. What now? When something feels scary, pause and ask yourself, could this actually be protection in disguise? Let's say it together one last time. Guardians.
Protect.
Guardians.
Protect.
Wow, tricksters teach with giggle. Why? The kitsune's clever pranks and other tricksters like the Anansi or Coyote pop up big egos and teach lessons with laughter. What now? Use your cleverness for kindness. Make someone smile, not squirm. Let's zip up our backpack now, full of these treasures. The protective power of stories, the courage hiding in disguise, and the connection between people, creatures, and nature. Keep them tucked close, explorers. They'll guide you whenever your life feels a little spooky or wonderfully mysterious. Before we let the campfire fade, here's a little sneak peek at what's coming next. Leaning close. Next time, we'll follow the changing seasons into the world of ancient Greece. Our next adventure is called Persephone's Journey, a Greek myth yoga story for kids. We'll travel beside Persephone as she explores the mysteries of light and shadow, learn why the seasons change, and move through gentle yoga poses inspired by her story. It's a tale of courage, balance, and hope. Perfect for the moment when autumn begins to tip toward winter. So stay curious, keep your hearts open, and get ready to stretch your imagination in a whole new way. And now, dear friends, the fire is down to soft glowing embers, and our mythical creature friends have slipped back into the realms of legend where they belong. Thank you for joining me tonight. Your imagination and open heart are what make these journeys come alive. Remember, the world is full of stories, all with lessons to share. You are now a keeper of those tales. Maybe you'll tell one to a friend, or create a brand new legend with your own guardian beast from our challenge. From my heart to yours, I'm sending you a big warm hug through the airways. Have a very happy Halloween, filled with sweet treats, gentle tricks, and plenty of wonder. Until next time, this is Laura from Faithfully Explore saying, stay curious, stay kind, and keep the faith and fun alive.